Well, Regina, are you troubled by these new developments? Do you think that the speed camera system should be shut down permanently?
Well, I certainly don't think it should be shut down permanently, but we're pleased that it has been shut down temporarily, as was announced last week. And we're also pleased that in light of the fact that obviously the city is unable to proceed with thousands of cases due to insufficient evidence, and I guess that's debatable whether or not that's the prior contractor's fault or they claim they've given the city sufficient evidence, but I would assume that if the city had sufficient evidence, they would obviously be proceeding with the case. So we are certainly pleased that the city is being proactive and notifying those motorists who have requested a hearing regarding their speed or red light ticket and notifying them that they will not be able to proceed and therefore don't need to show up in court.
AAA still stand behind the concept of speed and red light cameras in light of the fact that Baltimore has been having persistent troubles with accuracy and now possible litigation.
Absolutely. We certainly remain concerned. However, we do feel that the city is at least trying to get it right, but we'll certainly remain vigilant and helping and hoping that they get it right. But as long as they have suspended them and are in the process of trying to figure out exactly what other problems are existing as they transition from one vendor to the other, we think that they're being responsible in the way that they're addressing it, particularly in the last few months.
What do you hope they do? What do you hope the outcome is going to be of this? Do you see a radically revised system? Do you think that they need to re-examine their commitment to this? What?
I think all of those things need to happen. That certainly they need to re-examine their commitment. I think that in part they are doing that. As a member of the Speed Camera Task Force appointed by Mayor Rawlings Blake, AAA will certainly be recommending at the next meeting that many of the legislative measures that were introduced during this past legislative session that did not make it through legislation, that the city will be proactive in adopting some of those measures, which I think could also go a long way in helping to restore the credibility of their system in light of all the troubles that they've had.
That, do you mean by that going along the route of ending any kind of bounty-type system?
Absolutely. That was certainly one of the recommendations in the legislature, closing any loophole or any language that enables jurisdictions or municipalities to think that they are okay to pay a vendor from those tickets. And I think even as we see what's going on with the city, that they actually, you know, now are unable to proceed with some cases because of a lack of evidence or insufficient evidence, kind of gets back to that entire question of who in fact is operating or running the system. Everyone would argue that it's the municipalities or the city in this case that are overseeing the program. However, I think this is really called into question, particularly in light of the fact that the city is unable to proceed with legal cases in court absent the documentation they had from their vendor.